Donna. Glad to be back. And sorry that I wasn't here last week, but for those of you who are listening in, you know that I recently lost my husband. And I'm sorry, but last week I was feeling really sad, and I needed the time for me. So this week, the records are open. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. And not only are the records open, but the lines are open as well. This week, we don't have an 800 number for you to call in your questions or concerns. But the numbers you can reach, you can look at, are on bbsradio.com, station 2, Akashic Wisdom. But I'll give them to you anyway. Here, you can call in at 530-776-5154. Or 530-776-5144 or 530-413-4522. And for those of you in the San Francisco area, 415-287-0074. Now, again, for those folks who have not listened before, Akashic Wisdom is a show where we talk about the Akashic Records and their effect on your life, and what you can do to help your life become more full, to help you understand more about the joy of being, to help you understand why certain things have happened in your life, and to help you understand what your soul's purpose is, what your soul's intention is, from a deeper point of view to the records will never really tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need to make the appropriate decisions. So for those of you folks out there who would like to email a question to me, you can also do that. My email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. It's just like the show, info. AkashicWisdom.com. It's A-K-A-S-H-I-C Wisdom. W-I-S-D-O-M. So I've got my computer on. We're ready to take calls and ready to take, comments. So let me move into the records because, again, if this is the first time you're listening, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, and including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And I access the records with a specific sacred prayer. And I have done that prior to the show coming on the air. So I open up my records. I also do individual consultations. And you can call me and talk to me about individual consultations off the air, where I open your records. For the sake of your information tonight, if you'd like to email me a question, please include your current legal name. It makes it much easier to access your records that way, and I can give you more accurate information. So the message tonight, we're going to talk about who we love, why we love, and our expectations of those we love. What's coming forward for you to understand, actually it's something that came forward in my work in the records this week. And it's not just for me, it's really for everyone here. It's really important to understand that the people that we love, we need to love them for who they are, not who we want them to be. In working with clients and in my own personal life over the years, there have been people that, I want to put this the right way, so let me get the right words. There are situations where we move into a relationship with people hoping that they will change, hoping and wanting them to be somebody they are not. And what's important for us to realize is that people are who they are. People will not change because you want them to. People choose to change because it's uncomfortable doing what they're doing the way they're doing it now, or feeling what they're feeling now. People change because they're uncomfortable, not because another person wants them to. So if you're in a relationship and you are working with someone and you keep saying, if only they would, what's important for you to understand, and this is whether it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, a family relationship, if you're in any kind of relationship where you constantly are holding out the hope that the other person will be different, you're not looking at your reality and you're actually becoming and being very manipulative. And what happens in the relationship when you hold the expectation of if only they would, the energy that comes that you're holding has everything to do with you actually projecting the idea that they are not good enough. So, because they're not coming up to your standards, they're not doing what you want to do. So that you hold the energy of disappointment. And when you hold the energy of disappointment, it's very hard for the other person to break through that. Because the other person understands that energy. I mean, whether they consciously understand it, but they're energetically they understand it. And so what is important is for you to take a look at why you're A, in a relationship with that person, B, why you love them, or why you have to get along with them. But hoping they will change is going to be extremely painful for you. Because again, they will not change unless they feel there's something wrong or there's something they want to change. They have to be able to A, feel the discomfort, and then they also have to have the desire to change. And they have to have the desire to do what it takes to change. And so a person can be in a relationship with someone who really wants to change. They, in their mind, they say they want to change. In their heart, they believe they want to change. But there's something within them that prevents them from actually taking the action to change in a meaningful way. And you, as the other person in the relationship, need to observe that. You need to honor it. And you need to drop the rope and let them be who they are. For the people in our lives, the greatest gift we can give them is to allow them to be who they are and love them for exactly who they are. Living a life where you always want someone to be different is not only uncomfortable for you, but it's uncomfortable for the other person. So I want to just talk about that. Possibly you're in a relationship or you've been in a relationship that has been challenging or troublesome. And so if that's the case, please do give me a call. Now, the other thing I want to mention is that, you know, you can learn to read your own Akashic records. You can learn to really move into your own Akashic records. One of the things I do is teach people how to, and I've had requests for me to do that even before the end of the year, and so I've decided to actually put a level one class together So if there's anyone out there that is interested in coming to Cleveland and learning how to access their own personal Akashic records, I live in Cleveland, Ohio. The level one class will be December 19th and 20th. Now, I understand that's right before Christmas. However, that's the weekend that moves, that seems to be the most appropriate one. There's also possibility of the 12th and 13th. So what I would need, if you're interested, I need the people who would like to work on either one of those weekends to give me a call. My private telephone number is 216-691-1233, and I'm available to you 24 hours a day. There's a answering machine or a voicemail, and you're not going to disturb anyone. So if you feel like calling and leaving your number at 4 o'clock in the morning, please do so. You're not going to disturb anyone, and I can call you back the next day. So that's what's going to be important. Now, let's also, next time, now we're going to talk about, again, so we've thrown out the question or the comment of challenging relationships and how you can heal your expectations. And this is not about, by the way, this is not about you lowering your standards if you're in a romantic relationship. Quite the opposite. What it's all about is being aware that if you're in a relationship that is not meeting your needs, if you're in a relationship that is not healthy, if you're in a relationship that is uncomfortable or in any way abusive, you need to realize that the person you're in the relationship with is not going to change if they haven't changed so far. They're not going to love you anymore. They're not going to miraculously change. You need to really look at that. And you need to be very aware that you need to make some decisions. Now, there are people in relationships with other people who are, have been emotionally stuck. The other person is doesn't have the emotional maturity that some of the clients want. And they keep hoping that this person will become more emotionally mature. But the reality is the person doesn't want to change. They say they do, but they don't. And so you, my clients, have to make a decision about how they want their life to look and feel. And this can be very challenging. And sometimes we love people and we're not even sure why we love them. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. It's like, even though we know all the faults of a person, there is some kind of chemistry that this person holds for us, that we continue to stay with them or we continue to love them. And if you're in that type of relationship, you need to really take care of yourself. If you're saying, you know, Donna, I know that this person's not good for me. I know that this person has been abusive to me. I know that I'm not, that I'm in a relationship that is a dead end. But I love this person so much, I can't let go. Then you need to be very honest with yourself. And you need to be able to really look at what you want. And I support you in truly looking at how you want your life to look and feel. And there's some women out there that feel so degraded, they feel they can't make it on their own. And that they need that support of a man to help them make it, especially in these hard times. But the reality is that the longer you stay with an abusive relationship, the worse it is for your own self-esteem. And so it's very important that you begin to look at a plan B. and you start looking at what possibilities your life can hold if you had a different type of a situation. So what you need to look at is, what would it be like if you were free? Not just free from a relationship, but emotionally free. And what would it be like? What would it feel like to be able to feel good about yourself, to allow yourself to come and go the way you please, to have the people around you that were supportive and loving, to have a circle of friends that deeply loved you and supported you and wanted only the best for you? And so the key aspect here is for you to begin looking at your life. Who in your life loves you so much they want the very best for you? Who in your life will support you 100% even when you've made mistakes and tell you, you know, you may have made the inappropriate or a wrong turn, but doesn't mean you can't change today? Who supports you unconditionally? And if you have those types of people in your life, then it's really about gratitude, and it's about really looking and living up to your potential. If for some reason you don't have those kinds of people in your life, then you have to be your own cheerleader. You have to be able to understand that it's time to begin to cultivate those kinds of relationships. It's time for you to go out and look for friends that will love and care for you unconditionally. And those types of friends are precious. And so it's really important that you begin to look at the friendships and the relationships in your life and whether or not they are supportive or whether or not they are degrading. And choose the ones that are supportive. And realize that anything that is dysfunctional is something that you can heal and you can move away from and you do not have to participate in. Very important. It's very important. You're so worth it. You're so worth it. You know, I was working with a client who was raised in a household where religion was very strict, and her belief system is that she is a sinner and that she is worthless. And so now, as she's in her senior years, she's having a very hard time trying to manifest when she needs it the most, because she can't get past the belief system that she is a sinner. Now, I want you to look at the relationship between how you feel about your relationship with God and how you and your relationship with other people, whether it be romantic relationships, again, friendships, or family relationships. What is your relationship with God? Who do you believe God is? Now, in this particular case, this lovely woman only has chosen to believe that she is unworthy. Now, she believes that God is love, and she believes that God loves unconditionally. But she was instilled in her from childhood that she is a sinner and she is no good. And so she tries to do the manifestations, you know, about believing that it's already here or using the law of attraction. And the law of attraction doesn't work for her because she has this other underlying belief that she is not worthy and that she'll never get what she wants. And so she has actually become, in some cases, bitter because the manifestation exercises don't work for her and she didn't know why. And in working with the records, what she was able to see is how her belief systems are really what are causing her and causing her lack. And the belief systems aren't even true. The belief systems are manufactured from opinions of others from the time she was a child. Now, there comes a point in time where we can choose other belief systems, and they can work right alongside of us. In fact, for those folks who understand EFT, which is, I don't know what EFT stands for. I know what it is, but I can't come up with the I do know it. It's emotional freedom technique. Thank you, Record Keepers. EFT is emotional freedom technique. Helps you neutralize the old underlying belief systems and introduce new belief systems. It's about introducing new grooves, if you will, it's like new guidelines or neural pathways in your brain. That's what the emotional freedom technique does. It's tapping. And so if that's something that you would like to learn more about, please email me. I have some very, very good friends that are experts in the area of tapping, and they can certainly help you with that. But the tapping is what really helps you move forward from a place of old belief systems. Now, what also comes forward this, and again, it has to do with relationships and what your consciousness is in relationship with the victim mentality of not being good enough. Now, we can walk around not getting what we want, feeling not good enough, and yet not understanding why the law of attraction doesn't work for us. Because when it doesn't work for us, it just really cements or anchors the aspect of no one loves me and I'm not good enough and nothing works for me. So you really want to take a look at, again, what is your relationship to God? What is your relationship to belief systems that no longer serve you? And what is your relationship, what are your relationships around that? Now, we had an email question here. I need to get it here. And it was from Marta. And I was hoping Marta would send me her current legal name. And I'm looking for it now. If I can just find it. But what was interesting about her question, there it is. Okay. Okay, so the question that Marta have is, I'm interested in knowing if something in my past is stopping me from receiving material blessings in this life. I seem to be constantly struggling or just making it. Can I get past this? And so, Marta, again, for those people who have the same type of pattern, we really want to go deep into our belief systems of what we believe is possible. Now, What I will tell you is that if, in fact, you feel 100% great about yourself, and you're able to really work with the law of attraction, then this situation's not happening to you. But if, in fact, you're trying to work with the law of attraction, and if, in fact, you're trying to manifest, and it's not working, you're operating from a belief system that doesn't serve you and probably is not even yours. It's based on an opinion of somebody else's that you got when you were a kid. So it's really about you looking at what your belief systems are about what's possible. I mean, how many times I worked with clients that when they get real honest, they move into the energy of the law of attraction, but in their heart, they're not believing it's true or not believing it's possible. So what you have, so do you understand how that can block things? So if you have this energy that says, I'm willing to receive, I'm worthy of receiving, I can receive, and you're starting to visualize, and then underneath it, you have like a monkey mind or an old belief system that says, you'll never get what you want. Well, you never got it before. Why would you get it now? Well, you know, that's too big. You're dreaming too big there. That's not possible. If you have those things playing, all right, then naturally, you know, it's kind of they cancel each other out. The other piece is that if you move into trying to manifest something to fix something else, the intention of the manifestation is off to such an extent that you're focusing on what you don't have rather than the joy of receiving. Now, let me go into that a little bit more. So let's say you don't have any money. And let's say you want to win the lottery. And you're looking at, I mean, this is just kind of a off-the-wall kind of a thing, but it's not like we don't think about it all the time, huh? I mean, how many times have you said, oh, if I could only win the lottery, okay? Well, what you're trying to do when you want to win the lottery is fix. You're trying to fix the fact that you don't have any money. Well, that intention right there is what is bound to prevent you from winning the lottery. Because if you look at that intention, the underlying intention is lack. It's not joy. Can you see what I'm talking about here? It's lack. So one of the things that I got a recent message from the Abraham camp, if you will, Esther Hicks. And what the comment was to move into your imagination of joy and bliss like a child. Now, when a kid pretends, or when a child pretends and uses their imagination of what they want, they don't look at what they want to fix anything. They look at wanting something because it's going to give them joy, because it's going to give them bliss, because it's going to give them happiness, just because they want it. And that just because they want it, when you take that vibration and you move that vibration and integrate that into your field, the vibration of joy, the vibration of loving, the vibration of bliss, and the vibration of just wanting it because you want it, because it feels good, because it's joyful. That's what we're going for here. That is the most important piece around manifesting. And if, in fact, when you're moving into that joy state, if you have any negative thoughts, any negative aspects, any negative vibratory, even if it's a fleeting idea, you need to nip that in the bud. You need to really look at that and reclaim it in an energetic way that is fun. Just really look at that. Really look. See, the key here is that we were meant to be prosperous and financially abundant. We were meant for all of these things. And believe me, I'm going through some of this right now myself. I am in the midst of recalibrating and redefining my belief systems on a lot of things. And it's intense work because these belief systems that limit you are insidious. And they can begin in a weird way. They can begin in a way that you don't even... That in some cases, you draw a conclusion based on experiences you've had. So I have one client who is also hit a stopgap. And one of the issues that she has is that as a young woman, she was very sensual and she was very sexy looking. In fact, she matured before she had a chance, like her body and her appearance was much more mature than her emotional status was. So she appeared to be, quote unquote, older than she was. And so guys would be attracted to her that were older. And so the older guys would expect more from her. And she, quite frankly, was an innocent. And she didn't realize that how she looked. And in other words, like, it's not like she dressed slutty. It's not like she dressed in a provocative way, but it was a way of dressing that was the best word to because she showed me pictures. The best way to explain it is it was innocently sensual, and so there was something about her energy and her own sensuality and her own interest in experimenting, and for whatever reason she drew to her these men that thought that she was more willing than she was. And because she gave this appearance, and again, it had nothing to do with what she was really saying, she was like 14 or 15 or 16 years old, but because she went out with older men and she didn't get the guidance that she needed about staying with her own age group, but for whatever reason, I mean, there's a lot of factors here, but she ended up getting raped about 4 different times. And what that showed her, and this is various times, from the age of 14 to the age of 22. Now, and it was various situations, and it wasn't a stranger. These were date rape situations. And what she realized from this date rape, what she deduced, was that it wasn't okay to be beautiful and sensual. It wasn't okay to be sexy. It wasn't okay to be pretty. And it wasn't okay to be innocent. And these situations then molded her life in a way that caused her to walk around feeling less than, not good enough, and in a way that she was vulnerable, constantly vulnerable. Vulnerable to a point that she now in her 50s is just realizing what the issues were that have prevented her from moving forward on her path. I mean, she was also combined, she also had a tough home life, and her parents were alcoholics, and all sorts of things that combined to give her conflicting messages as she was growing up. And now, as an adult moving into the senior adult, if you will, she's not senior yet, but she's close. As she's moving into this, she's looking at what has caused her to, if you will, put her foot on the brake. She's constantly putting her foot on the brake. She gets just so far with her success, and she puts her foot on the brake in a variety of different ways. She'll either procrastinate, sabotage, or not take opportunities when they're offered to her. I mean, there's a lot of different, and I'm sure that you can identify with this. I know that we're not saying this, and this subject's not coming up for no reason. And so what she is doing is trying to move forward into every belief system to neutralize it. Not to be able to relive the emotional trauma of the rapes or the emotional trauma of the childhood, but to literally stand back and observe it as a movie and look at the movie from a point of view of research. And what the research is gathering information around where and who offered opinions and beliefs that supported her not stepping into her greatness. Now, if you're out there listening to this, then you need to be taking some notes. And it's going to be real important that you move into what the record keepers are saying now is we're going to do a meditation. We're going to do a meditation so that we can actually see our life like a movie. And then become the screenwriter that rewrites it. So we are about to do a meditation. So if you're listening and you would like to participate, you certainly can do that. So if you would like to participate in this meditation, what I would ask you to do is to get in a comfortable chair, hopefully with your back as straight as possible, but comfortable. Put your feet flat on the floor. And take a nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. A nice cleansing breath. Take another one. Take a nice deep cleansing breath. And I'd like you to close your eyes. And again, being nice and comfortable where you're at. And allow your hands to rest gently either on your thighs or at your side. And if you're comfortable in doing so, you can keep your palms up. And if you're not, it's okay to have your hands just resting on your upper thighs. And again, just take a nice deep breath. and move forward. Move forward and imagine you are being surrounded in light. You have a beam of light that's coming down from the heavens, and that beam of light moves right into your crown chakra. And that crown, that light just moves throughout your body. And allow that light to expand, illuminating all that needs to be illumined and healing all that needs to be healed. And now, as that light moves throughout every cell of your body, it's time for you to focus on your heart and allow the light to expand and allow yourself to move into a space of a beautiful field of wildflowers. And for this exercise, no one has any allergies. So just stand there and notice the beauty of the wildflowers. And as you notice the beauty of the wildflowers, I want you to notice the different colors. One is more beautiful than the other. Those beautiful wildflowers are not fighting for attention. They're standing tall in each one of their colors. And I'd like you just to imagine moving over to a beautiful oak tree that's in the middle of these wildflowers. And sit down underneath that tree and pick some wildflowers. And decide which wildflower you want to be. And once you've chosen your wildflower, I want you just to see it, the perfection in that flower. And now pick another one. And see the perfection in that color. And another. And see the perfection in that color. And as you are sitting there under the tree, and these surrounded by these beautiful wildflowers, I want you to just imagine yourself as a beautiful wildflower. You don't do anything. You allow the breeze to move you. You allow the bumblebees to pollinate you. You allow the rain to nourish you and the sunlight to expand you. And so, my friend, it's time for you to stand up and move into the trunk of the tree to a beautiful elevator that will take you to the top of the tree. And as you go to the top of the tree, there's a beautiful platform. Move out of the elevator onto the platform. And now, as you're standing on the platform,
look out as far as you can see. There's only beautiful wildflowers, each one unique, each one more beautiful than the other, each fragrance more beautiful than the other. And in your heart and mind's eye, I want you to transfer a bouquet of wildflowers into your heart. And use those wildflowers as a touchstone to help you remember the many facets of who you are, the many colors of who you are. And when you're ready, I want you to take a nice deep breath, allowing that beautiful bouquet to just integrate into your being and move to your own perfection. Allowing the flowers to speak to you, allowing your guidance to speak to you, allowing your angels to speak to you. When you're ready, come back to the room, giving great thanks to God's Spirit Source and all of your guidance. Now that meditation came directly from the Akashic Records, and it came for you. Specifically for you, you being those of you who are listening, those of you who choose to reconnect with that meditation through the archives. And so what your symbol is wildflowers. So the wildflowers, which are great now, to try and pick up if you can. And I know that it's coming to winter. But to really see the perfection of those flowers. And it's 10 minutes of. And we haven't had a caller yet. So I can only assume that you've liked what I've had to say so much that you've decided not to call. But for those of you out there who would like to make a comment, you only have a few more minutes, and then we have to close. And we are closing the show at 5 minutes of, so I would like you to call in now. If you're going to call in, that would be good. And those numbers, for you to call in, are 530-776-5144 or 530-776-5154, 530-413-4522, or 415-287-0074. Let me know you're out there, and hopefully this program has been helpful to you. You know, before each program, I go into my own meditation. I open my records, and I ask to be of service to humanity and myself. And that's something that's really important. There's nothing wrong with asking God, Spirit, Source to be of service to your, to God, Spirit, Source, and humanity and yourself. Remember to always include yourself. We only have a few more minutes left on the show. And so what I would like you to do is if you would like to, I'm going to just mention the The dates for the level one is either the 12th and 13th of December or the 19th and 20th of December. So you have to call me and tell me which one you would like to attend. You come to Cleveland. There are hotels around where the wellness center is, as well as you'll be able to enjoy easy access from the airport or driving. And what you learn is how to access your own records and use that energy in every area of your life. So if you're curious, please give me a call at 216-691-1233. That's my private number. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. It's akashicwisdom.com. Well, our show goes from 7:55 to 8:50 on Sunday nights. And it is now 8:50 California time. So this is Donna Fox saying I love you all. It's great to be back. I hope you listen next week. I'd like to dedicate this show, or actually that show is going to be dedicated to my son Stephen and his lovely new bride, Erin. They are getting married on Friday, the 27th of October. I want to wish a happy Thanksgiving to everyone because we have so much to be grateful for. So much to be thankful for. And gratitude is your first step to peace. He goes, gratitude creates the peace that moves you to joy. And so I want to go to records now by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all the wonderful listeners out there. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may they truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine of which they are. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on Sunday, November 22nd, 2009, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records for this show are closed. May you have a miracle-filled week, and come on back, and we're going to have a great show next week. And with that, I say goodnight, everyone. I hope you had a great, great time. I hope this program was helpful to you. And if it was, I'd love to get your email. Let me know how this program benefits you. That's the only reason I do it, is it to benefit humanity. And hopefully myself now and then. But this is about you. Okay. Have a great weekend and a great week. Good night, everyone. This is Donna Fox, signing out. Bye-bye.